Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
How are
you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm
going to request to greet of your brethren. You wave at them.
You move
to wish them light of the word of God. To enlighten them in the way of life.
Their
life reaching to eternal life. And all the goodness of God. Because God is one who promised. Speaking in Luke chapter 8. Verse 16. To 17. And he said, they do not light in a lamp and put it under the basket.
And
they put it on the lampstand and it lightens to all nations and they see the glory of God. And he said, none of things which were not known shall not be revealed.
And
nothing which was hid will not be brought out in light. And it is known. Praise Jesus much. But as you say in Ephesians 5, verse 13, that everything leaped and it's manifested. Light is what manifests it. And that light is of the word of God. According to Psalms 119, verse 105.
Praise
Jesus much. I'm going to request you prepare books of the Holy Spirit, your mind, that is your heart, even your inner man, where the Holy Spirit is going to be writing. You to move on, prepare your book, your Bible, even your pen, and you write as the Holy Spirit to write, as He writes within you, because He bears our weakness, as written in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to
6,
Him the Spirit writes within us, and He reminds us in the time of need, according to John chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
Bible,
the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we move to welcome you
always.
And we base here in the ministry of the full knowledge of God. We move to welcome you, the new generation which
has
full knowledge of God.
To
reaching you to life eternal. Because he speaks in Isaiah 4:6 that God's people have been destroyed for lacking knowledge. But
he
speaks in John 17:3 that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. And thus we are the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory. Generation promised in the Psalm 78 verses 6 up to 8. A generation of children who know their God, who
testify
the works of the hands of their God. And they are not like their fathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we are that generation. We are given to lead God's worldwide promised call.
Blessing
here in Uganda. And God has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And this revival and the restoration of all things, and it's done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth, in destroying material gain, gospel of the world, miracles and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to be in hell and they fall in hell. Many curses appear in the world. But when we restore the everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven. Many are prepared to enter kingdom of heaven, and we prepare many for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this earth, that we enter the new generation, those be found in the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. So we're going to be fulfilling that work as we pass through God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government. Praise Jesus much. And even this day, on the other time we last saw, as we gave you in summary,
department omunana,
the eight departments
ezikora government ya katuna mu government zokunsi,
which make up God's government and the governments of the earth,
government yomasekati,
the central government
ya government ya katonde yomuguru kunsi,
of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Iranga mbufunzi.
And in summary,
kwa kuchia koko mu department esoka,
we pass through the first department
ya government ya katonde ya mu government zokunsi,
of God's government and the governments of the earth.
Ye department,
it's the department of the natural gifts and the callings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And what we saw, that if we discover our gifts, our callings, through which we have to work and our line of work is revealed from childhood, and we do not study many books because they can waste a lot of time for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we saw that you not knowing your gift, it can take you to study many books.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12 and the verse 12 saying like this, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and the verse 12.
Eranate, mwana wange, labuka. Okola nge bitabe bingi, tekuliko jikukoma. N'okuyiga ennyo kuko yomubiri.
And furthermore, my son, be admonished by this. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Yes,
Jesus much. That the making of many books, it does not end. And the much study, it wears the flesh. But that came because we do not know about gifts and callings of our line of work that we are supposed to do under the sun in the jobs of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he speaks saying that a person's gift makes room for him and
it
sits him before princesses. If we studied as the gift and the calling is, would have been made room seated in elevated places, and there would have been creation of many jobs, and nations would have progressed very early.
We wouldn't
have studied many books.
We
would have studied as each their call is, as their gift is. Let's read the Proverbs we hear. Proverbs 18, verses
16.
A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. A man is gift. It makes room for him. And it sits him before princes. In the gift of man, it's where there is that calling of that person. Even though it's the calling of this world. Which line of work are you destined to fall in this world? And we saw that this has to be discovered from your child. And it helps us not make many books. And not to study many books. Which cause to weary the flesh. And we can no more plan and invent work. And the nations. And they do not progress. Mostly those of Africa. Because people walk in gifts which are false. And you study many books. You've not yet discovered your gifts.
You
study almost 25 years. Not yet known the line of work you meant to
do.
You come out, the brain is tired, it can no more invent. You cannot create any job there. And you cannot appear to help that nation to grow.
There
appear a lack of jobs in this nation. For people to study when they know their gifts and callings. When he speaks in Proverbs, he said, a false gift, it's just like the wind blow and the clouds without water.
As
expect rain, yet it's not going to fall. Let's read we here. Proverbs chapter 25 verses
14.
Whosoever boasts about himself of a gift, not given like clouds and wind without rain. Yes. For the study in Africa. Mostly in Africa. Studying and people do not know their gifts and their callings. In the work to be made, work done in the world. They begin to wonder in different things. Those meant to be in the army, they go to be doctors. And they are there to torment and to rob from there. Others have never known that they have a calling, neither the gift of their work. Because even they study curriculum in Africa, that's why it appears to be very wrong.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we started in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 up to 2, we were meant to know our line of work from our childhood, our gifts and our callings in the work of the world. Something we should have is not to study many books.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We moved on to second department. And we moved on giving the summary. What we're going to find in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department.
The second department. Of God's government, the governments of the earth.
Government.
The central government.
Government.
God's heavenly government on the earth.
The department.
It's the department of the spiritual. Politicians. That department guides the politicians of the world according to the full light of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we understood it according to Romans chapter 14 verses 1 and 2.
This
leadership is not ordained of God. Whether leadership of the dictators, whether leadership of the good leaders. And we saw that that depends on the acts of the people within that nation.
Those
which have acts of wizard, witchcraft and sorcery.
They
find that God has given them cruel leaders.
And
those who repent to turn back to God,
they
find they are given leaders who will not press them. Let's read in Romans we see.
Abalumi, esule ye kuminesatu, noru njiri yorusoka.
Romans chapter 13, verses 1.
Buli muntu aulilinga abakuru, abafuga. Kumanga tewali bukuru, butaveri katonda. Na abakuru abali wo, balagirwa katonda.
Let every soul be subject unto the high powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verses 2.
Awakanya obukuru, chava wakanya okulagira kwa katonda.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that
leadership
whether they are cruel or they are peaceful and good,
in the midst
of the world it cometh from God. Because God rules in the governments of children of men. According that we saw Daniel chapter 4 verse 24 up to 26. According to Isaiah chapter 19 and the verse
4,
if witchcraft and sorcery increase more in the world or in nations, they are given cruel leaders. And many times people, if they reject God, they find he's given them leaders who will press them. According to that in 1 Samuel chapter
8
verses 1 up to 10,
those,
we saw them in the summer last time. We moved on ahead to see many things, and we reached to see of the three divisions which make up the second department. Department of the spiritual politicians. Spiritual politicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to move on ahead today with the third department. Give you in the summary what is found within it. Thereafter we shall come to give you its details.
Department in
this third department of God is heavenly. Of God is government in the governments of the earth. It's the department of the spiritual economists. In guiding the economic earthly economic sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There are those who usually say, indeed, is there spiritual economy or not? First of all, what we have to know that there is the God's economics.
And
what is God's economics?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What does it mean?
We don't
need to study much on this word. Because just as we told you, that not doing our gifts and the callings in our line of work in the world, we find we've made many books. The study gets to be too much.
Yet
still we've not understood those. Now when we read the, and study the word economics in the world, it broadens, they make it so
big.
They made it so big, we studied many things within it. And you come out still you've not understood it. But in the summary, God's economics is all about this below. God's economics. Is to export
or
to import products into your country. It's something simple.
Just omuntu akimanye.
Just someone to know it. That the economics of God, they are all planted the foundation onto doing exports,
and doing imports
into your nation.
Managing a capital,
the managing of capital,
amagoba,
the increase, and the growth, and the control of roses. These are very few words summarized. Praise Jesus much. Economics
is
not something broad as they teach it out there in the world. It's in doing exports and doing imports.
Controlling a capital.
To managing capital.
Amagoba.
Increase.
Nkulaakulana.
Growth.
No controlling a loss.
In control of losses.
Chiechuchukachimara.
That alone is enough. All the rest was it.
Kubanga, niwe tuwa tukurobu subu zobu.
Because though we do that business,
gwe muntu oli gwanga,
you a person in a nation,
usuburo kuveri egwange dara,
you do business from another nation,
no importing and oleta mugwanga,
you import, bring into
no
your nation,
and
you gain ownership on that thing you've imported.
No ribuoguziku wayagaro kujio kusubure kuvewo.
Even when you've bought from, if they want to come buy from your country,
iracha abiranga the exchange of goods.
It was usually exchange of goods. It's not something so big. But the one who is in charge of this business is God. And according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 15, him what he speaks most of is one, to export, taking products into other nations,
and
getting from those nations into your walls.
Importing.
That is to import. Let us read we here. Matthew chapter 25 from verse
14.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Verse
15.
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his own ability, and immediately took his journey. Yes. It's like a man has come.
Goods
is brought goods into a nation.
Nasubuza.
He does business in that nation. Verse 14, you hear the language there. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Verse 15.
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his own ability, and immediately took his journey. You see, he left when business gone in his nation, and he took others to a factory. That as he returned, coming back with other imports, those he has gotten from the nation he has gone to. Yes. Now the kingdom of God so connected in the ways of business in different ways. Praise Jesus much. Someone can ask a question, how does that appear? Let his business progress in his home country. There
are those even
1-5 talents. Many others as ability is. Decides to export to far country. That is like that. Heaven, left, angels when they are given different business to be handled.
Yes,
Jesus, he came in this far country, planet Earth. Yes.
Came,
did business and purchased all the spirits which had gotten
us.
He bought them with his blood that they can take us back to the kingdom of heaven. Now the word
Bianfuna.
Economy, economics.
It's
not so big that needs to be studied too much like that. The things we need to study out of it, they are like 5. To know that all economics is all about exporting, taking goods into nations. And to importing, bringing goods into your nation. To sell it to another person and to buy from another person. The second, to managing capital. The third, controlling increase. The fourth, to see that there is growth which is happening. The fifth, control of losses. That our Lord came here to do business. Controlling losses he left behind apostles and prophets.
Opened
business, apostles, prophets, pastors,
control
they control loss of the spirits, they do not get lost.
In the
ministry we have a big business. We are here to control losses. Prophets, apostles, pastors and the rest,
that
heavens may not lose the spirits in this business.
Yes, you ever see
me. Jesus much.
That is more in your
community and all. Let's read verse 19 to 20. Matthew 25.
Matthew Suli Yavi Mutano, Noru Nidi or Kumino Mwenda.
Matthew chapter 25, verses 19.
Awe Vinovinji with Yaita, Mokama Wabadubali, Naja, Navala Navo, Omuendo.
After a long time, the Lord of both servants came and settled the accounts with them. Verse
20. Nagamanti, Mukamawangi, Wandekera, a talanta tano, Lava, Navisa, what talanta tano, endala.
And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought 4 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. Yes. Little accounts with them. They see capital is remained there.
Increase
we've gotten how much? Can we increase more? That's why he said one he put in the ground. They gave it to one who made profits that they can make more profits and growth. For he controlled loss. He had 5. He had 1. He didn't control loss at all. He just controlled capital.
Import
didn't do any import export.
Ya controlinga capital.
He controlled capital.
He
didn't do any business.
He
didn't do increase.
Tafude ku growth.
He didn't mind of growth.
Tafude ku loss.
He didn't mind of loss.
Maybe it did up it is.
Just gotten worse.
Ayati kambaburi.
Now let me tell you.
Ekiri ku government ya katuna mu government zo.
What is the God is government in the governments of the world?
Tubera kuwabula government za musingo musana gwe chikamu cha katuna bwoguli.
Governments of the world as light of the word of God is.
Era chiri bwechiti.
And it's like that.
Ndisinge byenfuna byo munsi biyigirizibwa.
That if the economy of this world is paused.
Abantu bayigirizo obusubuzi obwangu.
Are taught is a business.
Kwanga ensinga China okukula amangu.
For China as a nation to grow very fast.
Bubaagana okusoma ebitabo ebingi ebya America na Abangereza.
They refuse to study the many books of Americans and the English.
Kubanga bote babisoma.
Because they do not study them.
Babiteka mu Africa ogwo musango maso ga mukama.
They put them in Africa. That's the case before God.
Ireche ekimu kubitusembya wano.
And that's what makes us lag behind here.
Udira economics. Ine musoma ebintu nga banna.
Getting economics and study a pile of things. Just a simple word.
Obusubuzi
business
kutwala mawanga
is to take to nations.
Kuvuva mawanga
to import from those nations also.
Kuleta mugwanga lyo
to bring in your nation.
Kuguza mona gwanga muntu mulala
to selling a product to another person.
Kumusubula ku bibye
to buy from him his
that's
own product.
The exchange of goods.
That is okuwanyisa kwebi byamaguzi.
Controlling a capital.
Controlling capital.
Increase.
Increase.
Growth of the business.
Growth of that business.
The losses.
And the losses.
Controlling.
They are controlling.
The business,
and the business moves on. Now all the rest is for what?
Kubanga tewali export.
Because there's no export.
Without demand.
Without demand.
And without supply.
And without supply.
There is no any import.
There is no import.
Without demand and supply.
Without demand and supply.
All those
who just waste our time. You tell us one thing that people will learn quick.
Now,
the businessmen in the business nation. In Africa.
Most
in Uganda where we have best to reach onto you the worldwide call.
They
don't know even what they buy, they do business of things which trouble them.
Doesn't
know like five things he has to master in doing business. Doesn't know you need to know
to exchanging of goods.
Exchanging of goods.
Export and import.
In the export and import.
Ni controlling capital.
It be control capital.
Increase.
Increase.
Growth.
Growth.
And loss.
And the loss.
Choka choka bwechi.
That alone is just simple. But you go to school.
Nemusoma economics oba byebyo byemusoma ebirala ate.
Economics, what else again do you study out there?
Africa.
That's why in Africa.
Abantu abatasoma nnyo.
People are not so much
learned.
They are the great businessmen in Africa.
Kubate batawanya nnyo bwongo basubuza.
Did trouble their mind well, they only know business practically. Don't be surprised. Those so land they are poor.
You are
out there drinking alcohol. Men who began flying pancakes.
They knew
we are now in export and import. They controlled their capital. They looked at increase. They looked at their growth. And they controlled losses. They have big
storied
buildings in Africa. And
they
are the ones who are employing those who are learned. It is so bad. You is land, you even fear go seek advice from them. You fear because you see a great shame.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So in a division,
so we have two divisions
economic sector.
In the economic sector.
Tuina division export.
We have the division of exports.
Okutwala ebintu mu mawanga ge wabweru.
Taking goods nations abroad.
Oba okuguza omuntu omulala ekintu.
Or to sell something to another person.
Then tubeera ne division eyokubiri.
We have the second division.
Eya imports.
Of imports.
Okuggya ekintu
to get goods from outside your nation to bring it into your nation, or to buy it from someone else, bring it to yourself. Something very simple.
Yes, no, no, business.
Just
division,
teach people business is in two divisions, this and this.
What?
All the rest they are for what? A business who is a person who is not land is in China, he knows he's going to get goods there. I've gone into import now. He is not educated, he does not know the word import, what it means. He knows how much capital have I injected here. I need increase of how much? I need to grow to which level? I need to control losses. What am I to do? As you waste years in the school, study economics. And he is getting rich. As you come out to give you to count the billions of his money.
Accounting.
A few tens of thousands of shillings, and you go back with your little money, you started accounting. We are not going to be in that in this new generation.
In
Africa, we request all of you to change. If you want growth which will run like a rocket. But those you are up to, that you study economics. Economics. And you waste time in those books. We what we were taught by God is one thing. We consider the growth which is physical. That's why we do not want to waste that time. When he speaks with us according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, he says this. First John chapter 3 from verse 1. Third John chapter 3 verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth.
Omwagalwa, nandiyagadde mu bintu byonna okulaakulane, era obeere mbulamu obulungi nga n'omwoyo gwo bwe gukulaakulana.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Yes.
Umanyi.
We as the church, that of truth, we have to see two forms of progress in
people.
Prosperity of the spirit.
It's
to be filled with treasures of knowledge.
That
speaks of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 6 to 7. And you feel the treasure of knowledge.
If
we look to the prosperity of the flesh, to see that you even leave riches for your children, that of inheritance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, we are not like churches which have been there in that past generation, which do not have the full knowledge. Now because we know it, we target two forms of progress.
enkulaakulana ey'okujjula okumanya katonda,
prosperity to be filled knowledge of God,
obugagga obw'okumanya katonda,
treasure of knowledge of God,
n'enkulaakulana ey'omubiri,
and the prosperity of the flesh,
eyinza okulekera abaana b'obusika,
which can lift your children inheritance.
Ekyo kyagamba mu ngero,
that's what he said in the Proverbs,
bw'obeera omukozi omulungi,
if you are a good worker,
osobola okulekera ezzadde ly'obusika,
you can leave inheritance for your children.
Bw'otabeera mukozi,
if not a worker,
n'obwavu bwo bukujjira ng'omubbi,
your poverty come upon you like a thief.
Bisomere tubulire,
read that we hear.
Ngere sura ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22.
Omuntu omulungi alekera obusika, nti alekera obusika abaana b'abaana be, n'obugagga bw'oyo alina ebibu buterekerwa omutuukirivu.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Yes. Now you see, it's like this, brethren. We don't need to study much. Let's quickly pass through. We know
economics.
Economics.
Ategeza obusubuzi
means economics.
Kitegeza,
it means
kusubuza mawanga,
to do exports,
kusubura kuleta mugwanga,
and to do imports,
kusubuza munagwanga omuntu omulala,
to sell to another person,
n'okumugulako okuleeta ewuwo,
and to buy from him to bring to yourself.
Business nezitambulira awo,
businesses move by that.
Controlling a capital,
controlling of capital,
increase,
increase,
growth,
growth,
naros,
and the control, and the control all those.
Yes, singa tutambulira mu division bills okazi tuetaga
okumanya. Just did move by two divisions, we need to know that.
Knowledge gutetaga ofuna.
The knowledge you need to get.
Import ya bera, export ya bera.
Does export appear and to be done?
Okusubuze gwango ba munagwanga kibera
kiki? Selling to someone else, how is it conducted?
Okusubura okulete wo kibera
kiki? Doing imports to bring to yourself, how is it done?
This just division bills tuetaga
okusoma. Those are two divisions we need to study.
Then tusome controlling ya capital.
They study control of capital.
Increase,
increase,
growth,
growth,
kubanga business tugula wenda
kula kula business, we open branches and we grow,
to controlling losses,
we control losses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Admit
to, I'm an apostle on those issues. You can reject one who sent me if you don't profit from this. Remain studying. You know, Africa, you have big heads. That you want to follow the things of your forefathers. Now we show you like this. You had the halves of ignorance. Yet you did a lot of childish things as Africa. Even some nations abroad like that. Concerning this issue of
economics.
Top childishness you've grown Africa, you have many years. Change this system. Take us from poverty, you Africa.
Bible says
in the First Corinthians chapter 13 verses 9 downwards, and it says like this. First Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Yes. You know, Africa, you've taken long as you say your fathers were like this and this. And you added and you increased in what? Right, the way your forefathers left your nation, that's the way it still is. Many years you've just added on a very small thing in issues of prosperity. Yet Africa too, who began and you were very wise. And you made your own holes. You had this blacksmith. Yes. But what happened to you is the ignorance. And what you knew of was in the small portion part. None in the nations which have prospered. Which waste time studying the things, you waste time teaching your people in the things of economics. And how many implement the things you teach them? And how many rich men do you have in Africa? And they passed through schools like that, and they are the ones who have prospered in business. Yet, deals and land whom you have. They are the ones with storied mansions in Africa. Businesses and big companies. Yet there are ones who have put there a few. For most of them are one who come from abroad.
By investors.
The investors.
Naegwe.
But you. Change Africa.
Namwe abali musi ezewala.
Even you in nations which are far. And the things of economics, you do not understand them well. We showed you that God is the chief businessman, and there are many things you to know from him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Subdivisions.
Now there are six subdivisions. Exporting and importing in the midst of this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have the exporting and importation of the precious things out of the earth, where there are precious stones, oil, in the others. Just that people need to study it. That we can do business on the precious things of the earth. Now, those who have a call and a gift in that line, they study that.
Then, export ne import yokubiri.
Then the second, export and import.
Kusubura mu bimera nebyo muwende ebivamu
is to do exportation and importation of plants and all the valuable things.
Okuri emere na madagala.
Like food and medicine from both plants.
Kusubuzi ne mangabu butegekedwa bulunje.
And the business is prepared well in categories.
Yes, we was
praise doing. Jesus much.
Import na export yokusatu.
The third, import and export.
Bwebusubuzi bwensoro nebyo muwendo byazo.
It's exportation and importation of animals and their valuable things.
Okuri enyama,
where there is meat,
amadagala nebiringi,
medicine and others we get from them.
Abona woni batekebwa mu order.
And those two in that line are put in order.
Then export na import yokusatu.
Then the fourth, export and import.
Okusubula
exportation, importation of birds and their valuable things, where there's meat and medicine, and many others. And we put them in their line.
They
are not in this confusion of business.
But
when you look and reach in Africa, try in Uganda where we have been, you find confusion within business.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus, Jesus much.
Then export and import.
Then the fifth, export and import. Of insects and the creeping things. With all their valuable things. Where there is meat, medicine, and many others. And we order them well.
Then,
then the next sixth business, exportation and importation. Export, importation of fish and many valuable things out of it, where there's meat, medicine and many others, just as we shall study them. What is so terrifying is one, we do not have order in business. Something very small. We have a government responsible to ordering these things. They do, what are they doing? Teaching people from the villages up to the cities. I don't know they are paid over what.
n'okusoma kwabwe tetulaba makuluka gaagwo kankano.
Even their study, we don't see its use of now. Me telling you this economics I'm preaching, I didn't study it in your books in the schools, but from the book of the Lord, the book, the Holy Bible, in the heavenly journey. I saw economics is very simple. Praise Jesus much. According to Revelation chapter
18,
verse 11 to 13, it speaks this on different business, as we've ordered it for you. Revelation chapter 18 from verse 11.
N'abatunzi b'omunsi baakaaba baana kuwala ku lulwe, kubanga tewali muntu akyagula buguzi bwabwe.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. Verse 12.
Obuguzi obwa zaabu ne feza n'amayinja ag'omuwendo ne lulu ne bafuta ennungi n'olugoye olw'effulungu ne aliri n'olugoye olumyufu na buli muti ogw'omugavu na buli kintu ekyessanga na buli kintu eky'omuti ogw'omuwendo omungi ennyo n'ekyekikomo n'ekyekyuma n'ekyejjinja eddungi.
The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk, scarlet and all citron wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of bronze and iron and marble. Verse 13.
N'ekyakaloosa n'ebinzaali n'obubaane n'omuzigo ogw'omugavu n'envumbo n'omwenge n'amafuta n'obutta obulungi n'eŋŋaano n'ente n'endiga n'obuguzi bw'embalaasi n'amagaali n'abaddu n'emyoyo gy'abantu.
And the cinnamon and incense and myrrh and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Yes. There are different types of businesses.
Division.
Almost 6 divisions we explained to you.
Subdivision is very important.
Subdivision within imports and exports. But there is a business which is not acceptable.
Trade
and selling human spirits. And that we shall study of it. The business that God never accepted on this earth. Selling of the planets. The moon. The sun. Even stars, even the human beings, those he refused them. Because the planets, like the planet Earth, you cannot come out by it one person when God gave it to all nations. The star and the moon and the rest, that business God refused it. And he commanded in Deuteronomy, as he says, chapter 4, verse 19. He says, those he gave to all nations. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 19.
N'olaba enjuba n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye. Lijje lyonna ery'omu ggulu n'osendebwasendebwa n'obisinza n'obiweereza Mukama Katonda bye yagabira amawanga gonna agali wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Unless you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has apportioned unto all nations under the whole heaven. Those he gave to us. There is nothing like buying them. And I wonder you who fall mad that you bought the sun. Are you mad that you bought the moon? That business God does not allow it. That's why he spoke 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 12. And he said that things he freely gave us, and they don't need to be boats. All nations he gave them their own people. Now you buy those of another nation, you take them what? But in the other business, he said
that
in what place he left rainfall to fall and
grew,
and elsewhere it didn't grow well, that they can be business and among them. But all nations he give them their own people. Why do you buy human beings from another nation? That they work in your nation. Yet you've taken them as slaves, or you've just bought them and you buy their spirits. Many times it needs working to be work. And the person willfully comes to work in your nation. And they put laws to secure those people who work in different nations out there. Just as you see embassies in different nations. But all those we shall know them. But he speaks in the Corinthians, he said, there are things God freely gave them and we should not do business in them. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 12.
Na yefe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwansi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda. Tyoka tutegeerenga Katonda byatuwoobuwa.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Yes. Now there are things God freely gave them, like the entire planet Earth. But inside it, he said in the Act 17, he demarcated boundaries within it. He gave them to different people. Now, those are ones you can buy from inside it. But you cannot buy it off all that is yours. When God freely gave it to us, the whole of it.
You
cannot go to the sun that you bought it off. You cannot buy people when in every nation he put people there. I've never seen a nation where God has not put people there. But what I heard of in Amos chapter 4, on the plants, animals, and the rest, and the different riches, some nations are given one and another is given other products, that they can exchange of goods. We shall just study that. Just passing through in the summary. A person, you can ask him, why is there business in the world? Why is it that every person has all what they need?
That
God began it that he can do, put business in the midst of people. There is a soil which upon it can grow a plant and a rest. There was no growth there. That you can buy from another land to bring to another place. Or to sell to another nation. It to come to buy from you, you go buy from them. That they move like that. But there are seven quotations. Those used most in the business. There are seven quotations. Those of the living God.
Some business
and them in business everywhere they have to be applied. What did quotations? And those things we usually speak of them where they are not, we do not work. They can never be business, neither any work. And God spoke them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those are like this. The first it says,
no work are done, no eating.
What are you call at wali kulia?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Those
ones, they are applicable in business. No work done, there's no eating.
Business.
These are quotations. Business in the words of God. That's why you say most in the Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians.
Chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. And he say like this. Second Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse
9.
Not because we have not that right, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. Verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Yes.
In economics,
business and the economics of God. Where there is no work, there is no eating. Those quotes are in there. And you as a business person or a worker, you must be knowing that. If you've eaten today, you didn't work. You think of it, you may not eat tomorrow. Any working, it's not of the wage of money.
But
any working or any business, it evolves to gain.
Increase.
Whether in money or in what? What you have? Everyone gains profits there. If I can prosper. If I don't make a loss there. Work. With all that still business. There are those who do housework. And they say, how? I don't profit from this. They think every increase is in money. You, if you gain from it. Because we told
just
you
about exchange.
It's exchange of goods. You do something for someone and it's an increase coming your way. You must be growing and prospering. Control losses, you do not lose. You yourself and your life, it appears and it shows it's healthy. Our second quote, paid the wage of a worker before his sweat dries. Now that is the way of God. And anytime you work, you know you have to be paid. Before even the sun falls. I said before the sweat is dry. Except when you've agreed with the one you work for. These are ways of business. For his piece, Leviticus chapter 19,
13,
and he says this. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13.
Soto munyaganga empera yomusenze akolera empera tesulanga tesulanga ngoli nayo okese obudde.
You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him the wages of his that is hired, shall not abide with you all night until the morning. Yes. You know, these are quotes of business.
You
go work with someone, tell them one thing. Won't you sleep with my money? If you're to sleep with it, when are you paying me? And you to prove the one you used to work and you have agreed. You give them a job and you agree on the money. Don't agree on when to pay, you pay as soon as you finish the work. Right, their business will be interesting.
But
people have robbed much in this economics. And you leave curses for those who will follow your
footprint.
Your economics was not done in the rightful criteria. They did not follow the quotations of God, which follow economics. The third quotation. Unbalanced scales are an abomination unto the Lord. These scales, perhaps you can give a big work to someone. You pay them very little, you exploit the person.
It
can be of measuring, weighing things within the shops. That's what it tells you in Proverbs.
He
said, unbalanced skills, the abomination unto him. Let's read Proverbs 11, verse 1 and
2.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse
1.
A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Yes.
God loves weights which are balanced. Person, give them a big work, pay them what is worth of that work. Yes. They have given you a big work. And the money is not given up, then more than that work. Those who have scales within the shops. God quoted already, is going to be judging you for that. Others, that's why you've appeared rich in this generation. And the next generation you get more. And the children of yours meet the payment of curses. Because you gain things in scales not balanced. Our fourth quote. Too much increase is an abomination unto the Lord. Yes. Because when you buy something, 100,000 shillings, that's capital. Add on your transport. Add in taxes and even paying the rent where you work from. All that counted as capital together. Then multiply that by two. The profit ends at that limit. Profits have to be equal to the capital you injected in that business. But because capital is broad, it's not only that which bought that thing. There is transport. There are different taxes. Even payment of rent where you work from. Even the period that thing will take in stock before you sell it. All those are considered on capital.
And
multiplied by two, sell it by that money.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yeah.
Are we together? Let's read Leviticus chapter 25, verse 14.
Abalevi esule yabiri mwetano.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 14.
Erabo na guzanga mulirwanawo ekintu kyonna oba byogulanga mu mukono gwa mulirwanawo tomulyaza manyanga.
And if you sell anything unto your neighbor or buy anything of your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another.
Olinyole 15.
Verse 15.
Ngomuwendo gw'emyaka bwe guli ejiddiridde jubiri. Bona bona gulanga ne mulirwanawo era ngo muwendo gw'emyaka ejebikungula bwe guli bwana kuguzanga.
According to the number of years after the jubilee you shall buy of your one neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops he shall sell unto you. Yes,
wechamaranga ye myaka ebiri,
when it is spent 2 years,
ngoleto obukadde bubiri oba bibiri okusinzira ku muwendo gwacho,
2 million or 200 according to its price. Yes.
Okubisam by two.
You multiply by two.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Binji no katika tumalize quotation ya
dada. Let's finish the other quotation.
Good day to inap to ntugami tujja bisomeyo mu buju
kwa wabyo. Tell them in their fullness ahead.
Quotation ya okutano.
The fifth quotation.
Wewore sasura nguve mu buddu bwakuora. Bayogera mukama.
Borrow and pay back that you come out of bondage of a lender, saith the Lord. For you shall not lend, but you shall not borrow, but you lend to others.
In
business, we are allowed to borrow, but you have to pay back early that you come out of that bondage. That's why you have to control capital,
increase
growth, and the loss, that you can take back and you retain some as you progress when you've borrowed.
But when
one borrows and they begin to play with that money, and the money lender take out your possessions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No
one who borrows is a servant to one who has lent them. There are some people who borrow and they do not pay back. All those we shall study of them. Proverbs 22, verse 7 to 8, saying like
this.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7.
Omugaga afuga abavu neyewola abamuddu waula.
The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Asiko obutali butukirivu alikungula obuyinike n'omuggo ogw'obusungu bwe nti n'omuggo ogw'obusungu bwe guliggwawo.
He that sows iniquity shall reap trouble, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Yes. When you borrow, you are a servant to one who has lent you.
But when
you study, we see that you borrow and pay back, get out of that bondage, saith the Lord. Because you will not borrow, but you will lend to nations.
It
does not stop you from going.
When
you borrow, you keep a capital payback. And you prove there is an increase. And there is growth. And there is control of
loss.
As you pay back, when you use increase and your growth,
increase.
You know what we call increase? It differs from growth. Because increase, you have to separate from it tithes and offerings. You remain with growth.
katonda taisinga increase zonna.
God tices increase.
Na kugawa kati kyosigaza ye
growth. Say what you remained with is your growth.
Musumba kitegede.
Sure.
Increase to zibaranga growth.
Increase is not counted as growth.
Wanga increase katonda azitaisinga no sigaza growth.
Increase God tithes it and you remain with growth.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Say,
Apostle, all along you've been a business person like that. You think, how did I buy you from the world? And why do I control losses as I try to preach the word to you every day? Indeed, God teach us to profit.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Let's see our sixth quotation. Begin business with God. End it with God. But you don't know whether it comes for you tomorrow. Why speak that tomorrow you go do business and you come back? Except you say, if God wills. Speaks that in James 4, 13, as he says this to downwards. James chapter 4, verse 13.
Kale nno mwabogera nti leero obajjo tunagenda mu kibuga gundi tulimalayo omwaka gumu tulitunda tuliviisa amagoba.
Come now, you that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Verse
14.
Whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears a little time and then vanishes away. Verse
15.
For you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Verse
16. But
now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Yes. Start business with God. End it with God. And you tell God, if you are willing, I'm going to get business. I want to sell well. Not to say that you have blessings.
Know
there are people get corrupt in their understanding. And they say their hands are blessed. Some who go into the gardens to till ground. They say that their hands grow food. You put it in the space, we see how potato grow upon it. Because it grows food. Put it in the space that money will come fall within it. Because it is blessed. God alone blessed the work of our hands.
I've
spoken much on that quote. But we shall study it in the details. The seventh quote, it says like this. All our exports and imports, do them in the fear of the Lord. You keep his commandments.
But
that's all duty man ought to do under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Ecclesiastes chapter
12.
Verses 1 and the Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1.
ennaku embi nga tezinnajja n'emyaka nga teginnasembera bw'olyogera nti sigisanyukira n'akamu.
Remember now your creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 13.
Ekigambo ekyo we kikoma wano byonna biwuliddwa, otyanga Katonda, okwatanga ebiragiro bye, kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
You
do all and you do business, but you know. Do them in the fear of the Lord. Hate evil. Help
them
to come out of evil. Keep His commandments.
For
that's the duty man ought to do. God will pay every person as their acts are. Now those are in the summary. In the third department. God's government in the governments of the earth. Department of the spiritual economists. As they guard the economics of the world. We've gone to see the summary. Those in the fourth department. God's government, the government of the earth. Department of spiritual healthists. Yes. To guiding.
Department,
the department of the healthy sector of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Concerning life, people do not know them, but they love it much. People will love life. We have fought for life. We've made hospitals. We try manufactural form of medicine. We love life. Where is its way? And the truth of life, what is it? That is God. All we do them, but the truth of life, the way of life, and the truth of life, it is God.
Siwe wao. Yes.
From His fullness, all us we were given. We love life. We yearn for it. We fight for it. But the way and the truth of life, we did not know it. But that is God. Because from His fullness, all of us we were given. We usually call Him the living God.
We
do not know all our life came from Him. And Him is the truth. And He is the way which manifested our life. Because from His fullness we were given. That's why He speaks most in the John. Chapter 14. Verse 6, as He says this. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes. He told him, He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now to say, we love life. We yearn for life. We fought for it. We try to treat ourselves. We build hospitals. We make medicines. We try to fight for life. Yet even the way and the truth of life, we do not know it. But according to this John chapter 14, verse 6, God the Father Himself, passing through the Son Jesus Christ, And the Holy Spirit, the three agree in one. Them our life, because from their fullness all of us we were given. John chapter
1
verse
16.
John chapter 1 verse 16. John chapter
1
verse 16.
Kukujula kwe fefe na kwetuwa wibwa. Nechisa mchifochechisa.
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Yes. From the fullness of the life of God, the one found in the everlasting, the eternal life is where we were given. And Bible says even life was in him, and life became the light of man. You to look outside and you see, that is the spirit which is new, that of life which was gotten from the living God. But anytime you say you want to go eat up your life, you go into pleasures.
Even
when you speak, you do not understand it. In the John chapter 1 verse
4,
verse 5, he speaks this of life.
John chapter 1
verses 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness overcame it not. Yes. You know, life was in him. Life became our light. Those are the spirits which are within us. That is why we can look out and we see. That is why Acts 17, he said, for in him we live, we move, we have our being. People don't know the way of life it was. Truth speaking of life, what is it? They just feel they love it. I don't want to die, I want to live. My life. My friends, we've built hospitals, medicines, we're fighting for life. But even the way of it, we do not know it. The truth of life, it's too, we do not know it.
Just
we love it. That's why we end up when we've sold it. Because we do not know it, yet we love it. That's why he says, what can you exchange for your spirit? That's a great treasure. It's a special life. All that is the deal we're up to on this world. Yet I've told you, we do not know the way of life, even the truth of life. Yet we love it. We yearn for it. We fight for it. As we build hospitals.
Many
wars have fought. Why did you kill that person and take away their life? How dare we fight for something we do not know ourselves? Even our special doctors, they try to fight for life. They do not know it. And they usually say, if God is pleased and wills, you will live. Praise Jesus much.
But
as I say, we pass in the summer, we shall get back to see. But we have three divisions of life. Three divisions of life. We have three main divisions of life. Three major divisions of healthy sector. The first, the life in spirits of all creations. In the form of everlasting light. That life, they are the real spirits. Doctors have never thought of treating it. They do not know the sicknesses which strike it. They do not know the sickness which makes sick that spirit. Yet it's the main life within us. It's the first division in the healthy sector. Division of life of our spirits. In the form of light everlasting. What surprised most, the spirits can get sick of a sickness. A sickness of sin.
That
they cannot even treat of except in Church of the Living God. Every day you fight for life, but you do not know it very well. Speaks Ecclesiastes 12:7, and he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12:7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. We have the spirit of life within us. That is the first division of life. And he
said,
our spirits, they are like a lamp. And he moves on to use them such the parts of our bodies. According to those in Proverbs chapter 20:27. Proverbs chapter 20:27. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depth of the heart. Yes. The spirit of man is the lamp. The life in the spirit. It is that light everlasting. And they've said it came from God Himself. What read in the John chapter 1:4-5. And he says like this. John chapter 1:4. Life was in him, and life became the light of man. Yes. That is the spirit you have. When
it
said in the Proverbs 20:27, the human spirit uses it as a lamb to search the body parts. John 1:4, he said, life was in him, life became light of man. That is the human spirit. That life is not treated. But Bible says, spirit gets sick of a sickness. And they say the living spirit, it quickly heals the body. But a sick spirit, it hadn't matched the body. We shall move to read that. But concerning doctors on the world,
or
the healthy sector, they still need to know much concerning life. I prove you've not yet studied life.
Division.
Second division of the healthy sector. It's in our souls, the heavenly bodies. Life in form of living waters. That in the heavenly bodies.
I hear
people speak much of the soul. But doctors, have they ever seen a soul? Even its life. That moves in rivers of living waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the world, we still have much to study.
Mukusoka,
initially, when man was being created, he began with that called the
living soul.
The living soul. The living soul.
Let's
Genesis chapter 2, verses 7. Genesis chapter 2, verses 7.
Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu, omuntu n'afuuka emmeeme ennamu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. Man, before he reached the body of flesh where we are, he began with the body known as the living soul, the heavenly body. And in this there is life, known as rivers of living waters.
It
comes right from the Spirit of God. As he speaks in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. Let's read 38 to 39. John chapter 7, verse 38.
Akiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti,
he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Verse
39.
But this spoke ye of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise Jesus much. In the Genesis 2 over 7, man, the body began with that called the living soul, the heavenly body. Its life, it comes direct from the Holy Spirit. It appears like rivers of living waters. And the heavenly body is so glorious. We are clothed it while still on this world.
And
we get sick of the sickness of sin. And if it's not treated, it turns into that we call the dead soul. That's why when we are in this world, we yearn to be clothed of the other body that comes from heaven. Because the living soul of children of men, they had died within Adam. They are risen to life in the Christ Jesus our Master. All those we shall move to speak of them. According that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, it speaks like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti, obange nyumba ya fe, eyensisire yomusi eria vizibwa. Tuline yazimbibwa everi Katonda, enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, eyemirembe n'emirembe eyomuguru.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2.
Kubanga tusindira mweno, nga twegomba okwambazibwa enyumba yaffe.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse
3.
If so be that we be clothed, we shall not be found naked.
You
see that the life in the spirit
is
closed upon the body from heaven, which is known as the living soul.
In
it where there is life flowing as rivers of living waters. And what can kill that body is one.
Or
the life in that body, it is sin. And the doctors of the world, they do not know to treat these. Many times when they try to treat the body,
and
the soul is not treated, neither the spirit, it's where cometh failure. That's why many times they say that if God wills, because God alone treats the spirit, even the soul,
and
they treat the life in the third division.
What division?
The third division of the health sector. The life within the body. The life within the flesh and blood,
white blood cells,
which is known as the white blood cells, and the red blood cells. Those are the ones they treat. And if they fight for life, they fight for that in the flesh.
Division emu yokaje bakwatako okusoma.
Division is what they handle. That of health sector. My goodness.
Yes, Jesus
that much.
In
Deuteronomy, in the Genesis, chapter 9, verse 4, he speaks of the life within the body, the life which is in the blood,
white blood cells,
white blood and the red blood cells. Let us read. Genesis chapter 9, verse 4.
Na yenyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temujiryanga.
But flesh with its life, which is its blood, shall you not eat? Yes.
Enyama n'obulamu bwayo.
The flesh with its life.
Omubiri n'omusayi.
Flesh and blood. It is the blood. You know the life we fight for always. You know you love much your life, not so?
Like,
see the level of life within the flesh.
You
can maintain blood.
White blood cells.
It's the life which fighteth anything which attacks the body. And the red blood cells.
They
are there to build up the body. That is the life in truth. It's what you have to fight for. Though you get a wound, till you awaken up that life to build afresh. Someone
says,
we awake that. Are you a doctor? The Lord I have worked with, and we treat your spirit and it ceases to have the sickness of sin, and we came to the soul, the heavenly body, and we restored life in it. You think what is the body? That is the third division on a lower level. If we speak of the healthy, a doctor, for God is the so excellent doctor.
Yes, we have
praise Amen. Jesus much. Read the first John chapter 5 and the verse 8. First John chapter 5 verses 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi, era basatu abo bakkaanya mu omu.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one.
So
here is where the three divisions of life. The spirit which has life, that is within you. The water of life from the body from heaven, that called the living soul, even the blood of life,
white blood cells and red blood cells,
white and the red blood cells, those in the body of this earth. If you are healthy, then you have these three witnesses in you.
Yes, you was
with praise you. Jesus much.
Ay, 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 ay. Na ye,
but
usually
speaks in Job chapter
14
that God is the excellent doctor. Till he spoke of doctors of the world, saying, if they have not understood him, the prophet does nothing. Because
we
cannot treat our spirits when they do not know God.
We
have life that in our souls they have never touched it. They have tried to treat the life within the blood, the body of this earth. Yet our spirits head on ahead to hell. Our souls. Now almost they have not helped us. They have helped us just to live long in this world. Yet the next life we do not have. Both and need to be handled.
Mostly
the two lives we first read of. Let's read we here. Job chapter 14 on the verse 1.
Laba, eriso lyange lyalaba ebyo byonna. Okutu kwange kwabiwulira ne kubitegeera.
Lo, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. Verse
2.
What you know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. You think what more? You see us on the pulpit. But doctors in the world, let us tell you truth. What you claim you know, we to know. But we are exceeding. On the three divisions of life, we know them very well. That is what is called full knowledge of God. You think still agile of it? Okay. Job chapter 13 verses
3.
Surely I would speak with Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. Verse
4.
But you are forgers of lies. You are all physicians of no value. Verse
5.
Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Verse
6.
Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleading of my lips. Verse
7.
Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for Him? Verse 8. Will you accept His person? Will you contend for God? Verse 9. Is it good that you should search you out? Oh, as one man mocks another, do you so mock him? Verse 10. He will surely reprove you if you do secretly show partiality. Verse 11. Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Yes.
Excellent doctor.
The excellent doctor. You know, it took me in the heavenly journey. That heavenly biblical journey. And it told me what is called the full knowledge of God.
And
I saw issues of life. Praise Jesus,
man.
But life of the flesh, it moves in 8 divisions.
Subdivision
8 subdivisions. Life alone in the body.
It moves in
8 subdivisions. And each works to profit the other.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
I
said the life of flesh and blood,
white blood cell,
which is known as white and red blood cells. It moves in 8 subdivisions. And it one works to profit the other. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, as he speaks, saying this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Era tumanyi nti eri abo abaagala Katonda era abayitibwa ng'okuteesa ku bwe kuli ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olw'okugasa.
And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes. They all work together. Each is there to profit the life of the other. So life, it moveth in 8 subdivisions. And each works to profit the other.
Subdivision,
the first subdivision, the life, which is in the spirits of holy angels in heaven. It works to profit the human beings. According to Hebrews 1 verse 13 and 14. And it says this. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14.
Tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo.
But to which of the angels said he any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Verse
14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes.
That's
subdivision of life of the spirits of angels. It too was put to profit the human beings. You may not know. But always they are moving on daily. Issues of life. In the world they have never been studied very well.
Subdivision.
The second subdivision.
Planets.
The life within the planets.
Umwezi.
The moon. The sun and the stars for profiting the life in the other subdivisions. Because the earth, mostly planet earth, it was made habitable because in it there is life. To be able to sustain the lives of others. In the four corners of the earth, there are four spirits of angels who uphold this earth to be in the place. Issue of life they abroad. That's why first tell us in the Proverbs 8, verse 31, as he say this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. Rejoicing in the habitable part of this earth, in my delight we are with the sons of men. Yes. Earth was made habitable. In it there is life.
It
has four angels on its corners. Those who govern the life within this earth. You might know that.
And
many people mess up this world. They they crush mountains. They take away forests and the other things. And they do not know. They are messing up the life. Because life, they do not understand where it ends.
Subdivision
subdivision of life. The life which appears in the animals.
Tulia.
We eat their meat.
Out
of them we get different medicine. Yet within them there is life.
Tulia bulamu.
We eat life. That's why when it gets rotten, its life ceases to be within it. And when you eat it, you just harm the life within your body. In time past, that's why God commanded children of Israel never to eat any animal which has died. Because you do not know the time it has taken. And its life ceases to be within it.
It's
turned poisonous into your life. Many things involved there. You who eat meat which you spend many days within the refrigerator, your
bad
love. Gotten many sickness of this life. Some of you eat it when life is no more within it. That life in the blood. My friends, God, the excellent doctor,
he
came to do the final work on this planet
Earth.
As he restores all things.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much.
The life
in the animals, out of it comes strength. We do all the other work we are meant to do. When we eat their meat,
and many
profitable work they come doing. According to Genesis chapter 9, verses 3 up to
4,
as it says this. Genesis chapter
9,
verses
3.
Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. Even as the green plant have I given you all things. Verses 4.
Naye nyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo, gwe musayi gwayo.
But flesh with its life, which is its blood, shall you not eat? Yes. You know all animals. Most of them we get meat from them. But we first remove out most of the life, passing it through blood. Now the little life which remain in it, and no matter how you slaughter and cut it and wash it thorough, that life remains in there. That you can eat and there is life in it. That it adds on the life in your body, even the strength. It remains no matter how you wash it. If you do not wait, it get rotten. Its days by pass.
Those
who live in refrigerator and the days of it pass. Still that life has died. That's why in the days of much science, they have made refrigerators which preserve meat which is cut for 1 year. Gotten sick. And we eat, there's no strength in it. All the bones become weak. Because we eat, it's not going to give us strength. Even though when he speaks of this division of the birds, division of the life of the birds, it's two prophets. That is the first division, life in the birds.
That
brought for prophet Elijah, he told him, eat and go in the strength of that food. Let's read in the first Kings we see. First Kings chapter 19, verse
7.
And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.
First
8.
N'agolokoka n'alya n'anywa n'atambula mu maanyi ag'emmere eyo ennaku 40 emisana n'ekiro n'atuuka e Kolebu olusozi lwa Katonda.
And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Yes. But where the problem is this. The more they inject these birds with medicines, that they grow quick, they grow fat.
They
do not get from the life in the insects they are meant to eat. The insects and the grass, the plants.
It
means their life is very minimal that we eat.
My
friends, all these are problems.
That
of life, they still have a challenge. But we have the fifth division of the life of the insects and the creeping things.
These
two prophets in the same way. Then we have the life in the fish.
These
two works in the same way.
Division,
the seventh division in the life in the plants. According to Deuteronomy 20, verse
19.
Deuteronomy
20,
verse
19.
When you shall besiege a city a long time in making war against it, to take it, you shall not destroy the trees thereof by wielding an axe against them. For you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in this. You see, the trees. It is not like human life. But they give life to man. In them cometh life of the foods, the fruits, and the rest passing through the progresses and the rest. The eighth division of life,
a subdivision,
that is the life in mankind, in the spirit of man, the soul of man, the flesh and blood. These were created to profit all creations. We say, let's make man in our image and our likeness, that they rule over those in the world, those in the sea. They are there to profit all the other lives, ask them to profit from them. That's why after he created all creations and
he
brought them to man to see how he will call them, and after he will profit from them, and man and woman, they were created, and one is a manager unto all creations, the man, and is a director unto all creations.
Yet
the woman is is the manager concerning life
in
those 8 subdivisions. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spread far in the four corners of the earth. Because our Lord Jesus is coming quick to take his redeemed, we shall come back to see the next divisions in the summary.
Amen.
Amen.